have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
First, I need the national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, Sam, Michael, Joey, Dan, Elliot, Cameron, Jake, Dylan, Tim, and we are here for our 100th episode spectacular. Oh, yeah, it sounds like we have a live studio audience. Now, is there a reason why we have a live studio audience here this afternoon, Sam?
Yeah, for the Illinois game.
For the Illinois game, which is the early appetizer to the main event here this afternoon. Sam, would you like to tell us why we're all gathered here in this wonderful hotel here?
100th episode?
100th episode. The plan now is to get married later. We scripted the plays, and that's in the playbook.
We lined this up so we could have... When we started this podcast 5 years ago, we said... This is year five. When we launched up 5 years ago, we said our 100th episode is going to be on November 30th, 2024. We will not do an Oakland episode last year so we can have 100 episodes.
And then this year we had to do an Oakland episode.
We had to do an Oakland episode so we could time our 100th episode on the morning of Northwestern Illinois and Sam's wedding. So we are here in the groomsman suite getting ready. Sam has not gotten ready yet.
Nope. Didn't even know it. Well, I knew we made podcasts, but I didn't prepare any remarks.
Would you like
to... Oh, well, we meant you get ready for the wedding.
No, I know that.
You're always prepared for the podcast. Yeah. That's... Yeah.
We will talk about the basketball game. Should we start with that?
Let's talk about Arkansas. Yeah. One of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had. I mean, we're Bears fans, so usually when sports are on during Thanksgiving, it ends up being sad. So it was very nice to have
the Bears not on.
Oh, they were on.
It worked out for
the best.
They
had a meltdown. It was good. But it was great to have the better.
You had the game on because you're waiting for the Illinois game to start.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wait, so they called timeout?
Correct.
But question not using that timeout.
This guy's so funny. We got a comedian
over here.
We put
the laugh track at the end. We're funny.
Yeah.
Either I'll laugh.
But yeah, we had the better Ivicic brother. Kasparis was...
Kasparis.
Maddie, you were
no,
telling
Kasparis.
Us. Yeah. Like,
well, in the cat, video, strong cat.
Cats purr.
Kasparis.
Yeah, Kasparis.
Kasparis, Jakachonis.
Yeah, he was balling out. It was a great way to spend
Thanksgiving. It's really cool seeing all the draft analysts just like gush over your player. And like, he's going to be a top 10 pick.
It's great, but...
You don't want him to be too good.
Yeah.
I mean,
part of me
I've
is like, this team is so
year.
Young. We've got so many new guys. I would love to have everyone return and... Everyone be like a mid to late first round draft pick, and Brad somehow convinces them that if you're like a top five pick, you'd make a lot more money stay here, win
if you're
a championship.
Top five pick, you would make a lot more money staying in Champaign-Urbana.
Like, you could be a 24th pick this year or a fifth pick next year. Yeah.
Do you want something in your throat there?
Yeah, I had some coffee this morning. I sent that video of the Incredibles. You see that where he's like running the race, like not too fast.
Yes,
that's
yes,
my visual
yes.
of KJ wanting to play well, but not too well.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
Like, take your foot off the pedal at the end of the game, young gun. So, takeaways from the game, Sam?
I think Ivicic reminds me of Vooch, just like pick and pop guy. I mean, no, that's a compliment. Like, he's tall. He's a great pop and shoot. Good in the pick and roll.
So yeah, Vooch is like a top 15 center in the world, Maddie, as you love to describe NBA players.
He's a little over the hill now, but
Jim Boylan was one of the world's best basketball
players. Yeah, exactly. Laughter in the crowd there.
Yeah, Joey laughed at that one.
But just seeing that, like the smooth lefty form, it was always something we wanted from Georgie, but he just wasn't a three-point shooter.
Never knew where the ball was
going. And it's just crazy when you're 7'1" and have that coordination. It's pretty wild. But it makes sense. Brad loves lefty shooters, and who would have thought that this year just would have been a 7'1" Croatian big man?
How many threes did he hit?
Five. I think he went 5 for 8.
6 for 9.
6 for 9. You're right. Yeah.
Way better twin of the two.
Yeah, and I have a nickname for Kylan. Big Game Boswell.
Ooh,
he does not care about playing like smaller teams, does not care about his numbers then, but then when the lights are bright, Kylan shows up. Big Game Boswell, another like just defensive stopper.
He's
really
locked down two of the best guards in that season.
Yeah.
Two straight games. Boogie Fland and
Mark Sears.
It's crazy.
Mark Sears?
Mark Sears. Tennessee, you're next, okay? And Big Game Boswell. Love the hair.
He doesn't get up for north, south, east, west, you know.
Exactly, exactly. He's got to be one of the oldest 19-year-olds I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how that dude's 19, but it's pretty great.
Great 19-year-old.
Do you know he's 3 years younger than Sincere Harris?
That is wild. That is wild. I do truly think that Sincere Harris should have been...
I'm doing the math.
Sincere Harris should have played football in his life. Like, he's such an athletic defender with not a ton of hand-eye basketball coordination. Definitely should have been a defensive back, but...
Did you see they beat Gonzaga?
They did, yeah.
In overtime.
Amani is looking good, too. But you know who else is looking good? Merez Johnson. Sam, I like that performance from him. I don't know what you thought.
I love it. Everyday guy.
Everyday guy.
Yeah. He doesn't look like someone who, like, is going to do, like, a turnaround jump shot ever. Like, he's just... who I'm trying to think who he reminds me of.
Mike Thorne Jr.?
He who? Never did.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever attempted
Mike,
one.
Every time he got the ball, baby hook. Maybe, every single time.
Maybe he reminds me of Tyrod. No.
Well,
like, I don't know. Just like,
athletic defender. Yeah. Oh, man. I remember when Merez went up to the free throw line for the first free throws of the game and just clank.
Over two.
He was a little bit of a clanker there.
Cut that one out there. Any robots listening?
Yeah.
any AI life forms listening to the podcast? Well, sorry, we got to apologize to the Zoom machine here.
Yeah, exactly. It's freaking
the
out
handy recorder
after we said the word clanker.
God. Anyways, we were talking about Merez Johnson, and then we started talking about robots. So go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see him step up, and he's so just like athletic defensively. And I'm still confused seeing him wear number 21. I also really enjoyed a few spot minutes from Jake Davis. Yeah. He was that game's version of get as many minutes and as many fouls in it as you can. But that three in the corner, I was like, oh, that was kind of sexy.
Like,
that hair, looks pretty good, buddy. Yeah.
Why is he getting minutes?
I knew you were gonna say that. I don't know.
Trey White and Kerry Booth. Is it like different three games in 9 days type thing, and we're kind of tired? Or
Brad said that after the first game of the 3 days in 6 days.
And flip the number around.
And no, I think he was like trying to get people minutes where they needed to be.
Like, but, I mean, it's clear you watched that game. Why were we better than Arkansas? Because three is worth more than two. Mm-hmm. And when you can have five guys out there who can space the floor and shoot really well, Jake Davis is one of those guys, as opposed to Kerry Booth right now not shooting the ball super well. So get Jake Davis out there. My only complaint about that game was the amount of fouls that they called on Adu Thero. Little much.
If he was better from the free throw line, that would have been bad.
That could have been a game.
I think he was like maybe like 10 for 17 or 11 for 18, but like...
Oh, and anyways, the Bluetooth speaker's gone off here. Hey, when you have a live show, these things are liable to happen. Oh, do we have a question from the Peanut Gallery? Say it loudly, Elliot.
Yeah, what do you guys think about Coleman Hawkins coming to the game in Illini gear?
Repeat the question.
Yeah, we'll repeat the question. Elliot B. from Riverwoods, Illinois. Actually, can please come speak into the mic?
First off,
this is a live show. We're doing this live.
Hey everyone, congrats, Sam, longtime listener here. What do you guys think about Coleman Hawkins coming to the game and sporting Illini gear, being on a different team, making $2 million? If I was a Kansas State fan, I'd be kind of pissed. I don't know.
If I was a Kansas State fan, I would be pissed. But guess what?
We're Illinois fans.
Yeah. If you were a Kansas State fan, you thought Brad Underwood was going to be your coach.
Those boards were
so funny.
Yeah.
That he was going to leave Illinois.
They were so convinced.
They were like, he's an alum of the university. He'll take a $2 million pay cut.
He's just dying.
Yeah, I know a ton of people who take $2 million pay cuts, you know, very common. Yeah.
Great question, though, Elliot. Thank you. This is the fun part about live shows.
But I do agree with you, Elliot. If we were K-State fans, we would be annoyed, especially because there was a game where I think he went like 0 for 8 from 3. Like, he has not been playing great. K-State's lost a few. I know.
Congrats.
Good for him. We're happy for him. We were able to use our NIL salary cap on other people.
What was the cap hit?
Yeah, no dead money for Coleman Hawkins on that one. So that was nice. But happy that he still supports the orange and blue. Another ex-Illini player who it seems like they kind of miss Illinois. Luke Goody yelling at his teammates.
That was, Mike Woodson's like, oh,
yeah.
Coaching.
That was, yeah.
Watching. He's like, oh.
Yeah. That was, I'll be honest, that was kind of like fan porn right there. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Satisfying.
Luke Goody is like upset because his teammates cannot take coaching. Like this is, you know, Brad Underwood's rubbing off on these guys and they miss it.
I think we saw Trey Galloway last night at Rivers.
Yeah, we did.
He was also looking for the minimum tables that we were walking around looking for. That is, was that him? Was that confirmed him?
There was, everyone said it wasn't. And then there was a picture of him in that exact outfit,
yeah,
which is like
yeah,
a very specific outfit. So it doesn't
dude,
look great.
Trey, you got to just like not
do that. Correct.
Especially after that MLB player was caught, CJ Abrams, and then got sent down to the minors because he was up till like 8 a.m. But
This is our first live show, but it's also our first live mid-game football game. It is the second half now. Should we do a play by? Should we do
Pat just had a one-handed left-handed catch.
Oh, he's back in the game.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Anything else from the Arkansas game, guys? Before we look ahead to the other Northwestern game on December 6th.
I it was just like one of those shooting nights, you know, where you're just like, wow.
Oh, come on in, Tim. Come on in. Father of the bride. Yes, welcome.
Go Aiden.
Aiden Wolfrey to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown. That was cool. I never got that. There are a lot of things going on at once. Tim brought dried fruit and things. Touchdown, Aiden. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's
did he bring a Chevy too?
This is outrageous. You were saying, anyways, Johnny. It was a wonderful shooting night against Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas miss their first like 9 threes.
They did. And meanwhile, we were just like buckets galore. So it's a lot of fun. Josh, you're looking at me funny. I feel like
no. I wasn't on the Outpost Alabama podcast, right? I wasn't on that one.
Correct.
You guys weren't. Texted me the next morning asking me like, what were your, like, you guys were trying to predict what my takes would be on the podcast. So I responded in the morning because I actually listened to the podcast, like the ones that I don't record. I was just looking at Sam for no reason there. My one take is, when are they going to start playing Thomas Love and
Moraes together?
Because it seemed like we just didn't have any size down low. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it took one game. They probably listened to the podcast.
Yeah, you could probably say there was more as there in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, there was more.
More Moraes. Moraes, yes.
Yeah, I get what you're
saying. As opposed to less as.
You get it?
Yeah.
Less as. All right, 21-10. Anyways, any other questions from the we'll take our next live question now.
Okay, it seems like they're not
great.
Paying attention.
I did really like at the rehearsal dinner last night, Sam's future brother-in-law gave a speech, and at the end of it, he mentioned how happy he was about another member of his family loving the orange and blue as much as he did. And that really, really touched my heart. And I'm very, very excited for you, Sam, that you have another unhealthy, obsessed sports fan in your family now.
I'm very excited. Just another unhealthy, obsessed person in general.
This is turning into our...
Exactly as we imagined this podcast.
Top, would you say this is our top 100 episode? This is usually the top
100. One of the top 100.
Sure. This is absolutely the top 100. This is more laughs than we've gotten on any episode before. Do you think we have another 100 in us, guys? I mean, times are changing. Kids,
we're gonna,
wives.
Let's pull the studio audience. Is there another 100
odds
episodes?
Odds we get to another 100 episodes. I'm seeing a couple thumbs down. One thumbs up from top listener.
Yes.
What was that?
Fraud podcast.
Hey, we are a top 7 basketball podcast in the greater Chicagoland area. I'll have you know.
I don't know if we can confidently say that.
We're one of the most popular in Dublin.
Yeah. We are one of the basketball podcasts. Anything else? We've been going for about 15 minutes, and it feels like an hour and a half.
Let's quickly touch on the other Northwestern game, the one that happened.
I don't know. Brooks Barnheiser. That's all I got, man.
I'm just nervous, you know?
Northwestern hasn't looked great to start the season, have they?
Yeah, for the record, that was not a shooting foul. That was not a shooting foul. He Butler was clearly down.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know who beat Butler in a secret scrimmage? Don't tell anyone, but it was us. Yeah.
Oh,
secret scrimmage. Well, okay. So you're nervous, Josh, for the Northwest just because it's Northwestern, or do you have actually any backing
behind
that?
It just never goes well when we're in Evanston, I feel like.
That
even
is kinda
though
true.
Just go through. I bet the stat will be like we've won the last like 6 of 7 there, but
no, but
I
usually struggle.
Like,
yeah,
we
yeah.
Lost.
We,
I feel
we
like
we
lost
right
before Cody Parkey.
Yeah.
Here, have you guys heard this before? Have you heard this before? Throw out the record books when they play.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Matt Dillon has not stopped saying that to me.
Did you see they did have a sellout? I'm sure it's going to be mostly orange and blue.
It was all purple
there.
In the picture.
Yeah. They didn't edit it at all.
They did a little editing.
It was just
a zoomed
in
photo.
Just
like we will on this
photo. Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's all going in, folks. It is all going in.
And we apologize for that.
Well, there's not a lot of time to edit here today. And some of the crowd is like, we're getting booed off stage here. Some of the crowd is.
This is the first time we've had people walk out of a podcast.
The fans are leaving early.
Yes, it's 21-10. It's game over. Anything else, guys? Or we feel like we can probably wrap this up. We did have one more question from the audience. From the suburbs.
Yes. Deerfield, shout out. I read it's mock draft season.
In what sport?
NBA.
Every
and I read one that had two Illini players going in the top 20, one in the lottery. Can you address that?
Can I address that?
Is he a politician?
Yeah, like address
these,
that.
These
in
rumors.
Terms of like,
address the rumors.
It is true. I would like to address the rumors, and they are true. I did not have mock drafts with that woman.
Yeah.
There we go. You know, if you get Dan to laugh, then it's good. Yeah. There we go. Dan to laugh.
Well, congrats, Sam.
Yeah, Sam, I would like for Sam to take us out here this afternoon on the 100th episode.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Oh. Do we have any, like, as we've had 100 episodes, reflecting on any moments of the boardroom?
Oh.
Some of my favorites include the lost episode with Tom Fornelli that we recorded.
My bad. That was absolutely my bad. I corrupted the SD card, and I tried to defuse responsibility there.
I think one of my other favorites was when we had David Eicholt on, and I just debated him, and I called Luka Garza Luka Kant Garza and said that he should not be a National Player of the Year candidate.
Sweet 16 last year. And
yeah.
Sweet 16.
Oh, that's a great one.
Was a fun one.
That was like episode 5, I think.
Yeah, we had Stephen Bardo on, and Josh described the Illinois-Iowa basketball as a new rivalry.
Did you say
and it was
rivalry?
Newer for the period that we were in.
And Stephen's like, I played them 30 years ago, and it was a huge rivalry.
We hated that.
But
that was a good one.
They don't like us, and we don't like them. All right, Ked Prince.
Yes.
any other good memories?
Who's our most recurring? Like, oh, I guess Robert.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we had... Goku guy on that big man.
He was
an interesting dude. He was talking about like soil and.
There's no way anyone listening to this right now has also listened to that.
I hope not.
I really hope not.
We were getting a little too interested in his personal life.
We were.
But nice guy.
Really nice guy. You guys.
Okay. I do have a personal favorite though. And it's my Lord and Savior Ken Pom on multiple times. What a great guy that dude is, and his hair. Just seeing that in person, like he's a good dude. I really
he is a good
it.
Dude.
Yeah.
Very objective man. Likes his numbers. Sam, it's the 100th episode spectacular on the day of your wedding. Take us out, buddy.
This might be the first episode where I didn't know we were going to do it like the day of.
That we were going to record.
Yeah. So like,
shout out Johnny for driving.
Yeah.
45
Johnny
minutes
went
this
to
morning.
Chicago to get podcast equipment.
Yes. Yes. It was a little hungover post rehearsal dinner. Drive back. My apartment's nice, right next to Wrigley. So
there we go.
Paid homage to the boys who'll be on the field today. So it was a fun little one.
I don't know what else to say. ILL 100. I'll always remember our 100th podcast episode, but of course also because, you know, 9 wins today. So
yeah.
Very special day.
ILL, everybody.
All right.